for anybody from Donegal, it's not surprising to see that we have had the highest population decline in the country. And when you look at the over net migration, was over 6,700 people left the county since the last census. We've all seen that in our own communities. But what it actually means on another angle of things as well, it means that the fact that the size of the county, Ballyshannon, Bundoran, Ballintra, was moved into the Sligo Leitrim constituency for the 2016 general election, it means that situation will continue for the foreseeable future as well. So the chances of the county being reunited for electoral purposes is a really put on the long finger now because of the population decline since 2011.
Now, you're also saying this has serious social consequences as well, and you are calling for the government to act in some way.
Yeah, I mean, I've been highlighting this for years here in the Dáil. You know, we look at the situation in relation to rural broadband. We look at the situation in relation to the fishing and particularly inshore fisheries and that as well, where opportunities for young people to have employment and get employment in the county are not there and are being taken away continuously. And the only thing that I suppose has made the population decline figures look reasonable is that there's been a very strong birth rate in the county and that has made the net decline only of 2,600 people. But when you take out the birth rate, it leads to almost 7,000 people have left. And that's all young people who could contribute greatly to the life of the county if they were given the opportunities to actually have work here in Donegal.